Right now I'm standing in front of the UN building, Joe, and I see a lot of the front part of the main UN building. There are shuttered windows. Hardly any of the windows are left standing. This building is about 3 floors plus the ground floor, making it 4 floors, all the way up to the top floor. There are shuttered windows, there's debris, there are mangoes, iron rods all over the place. And I see a lot of the UN staffers, family members are standing out here. Also, it looks like the entire Abuja police force has actually come to the UN building. So somebody's standing here trying to get casualties out. Those that are badly hurt have been taken to the hospital.
Josie, can you tell me what security is normally like around this particular UN building?
Yeah, security is usually pretty tight. In fact, this morning, my husband also works in the UN building. I came to drop him off, and apparently we were stopped about 100 meters away from the main entrance and told that we cannot go in. It appears as if security has been really strengthened. They are not allowing cars to go through, even in front of the main gate. He said, yes, they're not allowing cars anymore. You have to be dropped off, and then you walk all the way about 100 meters to the main entrance of the building. Security is usually tough. And then there are two gates, and two fences and two gates. So that was what was the shocking thing. How did the car drive all the way through, penetrate through the two gates to get into the building?
Can you tell me how many people normally work in this building?
This building must have at least over 1,000, between 1,000 and 2,000 people on a daily basis. And give and take also those who come on conferences and probably people who come for workshops who are not UN staff. So it's a pretty crowded building.
Are most of the people who work there Nigerian?
No, there are a lot of foreigners, expatriates. I'm an expatriate. I work here. My husband is an expatriate. He works in the building. So there are a lot of foreigners and Nigerian nationals also.
I should ask you about your husband, Sese. How is he?
My husband is safe, luckily. As soon as I dropped him off this morning at the gate, I went back home. 30 minutes later, he called to say there's been a bomb blast. I should come back to get him. That must have been around a little after 10 o'clock this morning, Nigerian time.
Can you tell us what's happening now? You had mentioned that there are many police officers there now.
What I'm seeing now is a lot of movement, and they are moving away the civilian population away from the building. These are mostly staff members and probably family members who have come. And then the police have gone in. I think they're sipping out through the wreckage to see whether there are any more bodies or anybody left in the building. Also, all the section chiefs in the different departments are in there. They're in there and they're trying to account for any stuff that may have been missing.